Is there anything that inhibits my living out faith so that people can see it at work? That's a question I have to ask myself. The answer is yes. The answer is I need Paul to come preach to me this gospel. I need power of God unto salvation from faith for faith. I need to believing be filled with the Spirit of God who abides in me by faith through God's grace. By grace, through faith, if you want to technically quote the scripture. In order to change someone else's life. And that's not just because the man in front of you is an evangelist. When you say evangelist, you say, that's the one with the mouth that goes fishing all day long and does nothing but rope them in, right? We understand there's an office of evangelist. But we also know that it's the Christian's responsibility to bear witness to Jesus Christ in a way that makes the gospel known. And it doesn't have to be that that's what you do all the time, but it is what we are all about in our lives. And you might not be the person. Did I tell you my only evangelist joke? There's three pastors and they're bear hunting and they're away in a cabin. Who hunts a creature? You don't need to kill creatures. It's not even like you need to do it to eat, but these guys are hunting, and so I'm not in favor of guns or killing people. Don't write letters. Okay, but they're bear hunting, and so nothing, first day, nothing, second day. And they're getting to the end of their week, right? And they said, you know what, I guess we're going to have to pack it in. And then they wake up the next morning after they made this decision, and so the guy who's with them, the evangelist, they all know he's the evangelist, he's missing. And they're like, where is he? I go, I don't know. And then they hear this thing, ah, ah. And they go, did you hear something? You go, no, I didn't hear anything. And they hear, ah, ah, ah. And they go, I definitely hear something. They go, what is it? And they go, and they hear, open the door. And they go, and they open the door, and here comes the evangelist. And he's running, and there's a bear behind him. And he's running. And he gets to the door, and he jumps to the side, and the bear goes barging into the cabin. And he goes, you take care of this one. I'll go get some more. And he runs away. The evangelist. I catch him, you clean him. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And so some of you have said, hey, Pastor, I got a live one here. Could you meet with my friend? That has happened. Right? And some of you said, hey, Pastor, I got a friend and they really need you. And I've actually responded, actually, no, it's you. Go ahead. You know the gospel. Tell them. I can't wait to hear how it goes. It works. The stuff that you know works. It is the power of God for salvation. It is quite simply that there is a deal you maybe don't know about. Here's the deal. You are a sinner. There is no way around it. Don't pick their sins. Never. You don't have to tell somebody the stuff. They already know it. The Holy Spirit convicts of sin and righteousness and judgment. Sin because we all rebel against God. And righteousness because Jesus the Lord has died and risen. There's righteousness in Jesus Christ. And judgment because everyone's going to face it. And those people you love that you don't want to interrupt, that you don't want to upset, they're going to be really upset at the end. Don't let them slide on into it. But the Holy Spirit brings that conviction. It's not your job to do the Holy Spirit's job in other people's lives, unless he calls you to. And that's the listening part of what the Holy Spirit says. You got to tell them that their rainbow is missing one color. You got to tell them. Did you know that? Did you know that the rainbow, the pride thing, it's actually not all the colors of the rainbow that exist? It's a fashion. And if you look closely at it, you'll be able to figure that out. God invented the rainbow. That's his idea. The rainbow means I will never again flood the earth and kill everyone on it because of their sin, because the whole world turns away from me. That's what the rainbow means. So you Christians should apprehend that. That's what it means. And I love the people who actually use rainbow for the message that it means in popular culture today. These are people who have been mistreated, who have been unloved and treated harshly, and Christians should love these people into the kingdom. Love these people and say, you know what? You are not different than me. I need a Savior, Jesus Christ. Anybody, any of us who stole the boiled sweetie have trouble. I'm not here to pick on what you think your list is or what you think my list is. Can we just agree that Jesus is the most wonderful man who ever lived, and that he said he's God, and that mean people, people who might have kicked you, people who have certainly kicked me, mean people killed Jesus. He's with us, all of us sinners, and he loves us. I would like to agree with you about Jesus and not fight with you about what we disagree on. You can make it clear that you disagree, but love the person you don't agree with. Do you see how I pulled that out of hate speech into love? Do you see how I pulled that out of me judging another because their sin isn't my sin? We stand together before the cross, and we were doomed until it happened. This is the power of the gospel unto salvation. We have to stop there. But there is more to this, and the Holy Spirit is the key to it. And in the wake of Pentecost, we need to know that since we're led by the Spirit and we're not under the law, we need to bear fruit. We need to bear fruit. And you could read Galatians chapter 5. It would be helpful in this week and in the future. There's that much going on. Is there anything that inhibits my living out of faith? How do the righteous live by faith, like it says in Romans 1:17? How do they do it? Father God, we're committed to you, and we know that those fruit bushes in my garden, I don't have any idea what kind of fruit they grow. They're just green leaves right now. They're just growing up and green leaves. I got no idea if that bush, in fact, it looks just like a weed, except it has the little white thing next to it, God, that says, you planted this, chucklehead, let it grow. And I know, God, that you say we will know a tree by its fruit. I expect to identify the fruit bush, Lord God in heaven, when the fruit shows up and I go, oh yeah, that's that one. That must be, that's raspberries or whatever. And when we're talking about you, Holy Spirit, at work in our lives, we pray for this fruit, this love, and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and self-control. God, please fill us, Holy Spirit, fill us because Jesus made us holy, that we could see fruit in this life. And help us to identify and to recognize this power of God at work in us. God, please help us. Since we live by the Spirit, help us to also keep in step with you, Spirit. Guide us. And I pray over this congregation as you fill us again today because we leak, as you fill us, as we are being filled, that we would hear the promptings of God to be ready for someone whose faith will result from our faith shared. And will you help? Will you help those easy moments that don't make us weird? We're not screaming up and down the street, but that we are prepared to bear witness to you and what you do. And I thank you for what you have planted the seed in hearts this morning for the work you'll do this week. And will you bless us, please, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.